Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
We're reporting today from Kansas City, National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting. And one of the opening sessions at this year's event was a panel discussion of what's going to happen now that Donald Trump has been elected president of these United States. According to Bob Young, chief economist of the American Farm Bureau, he believes that there's a lot of uncertainty, but there's also some knowns, as he says that Mr. Trump reached out to Farm Bureau to engage with them on the concerns facing the agricultural community. Some of the topics included overregulation and a 2018 Farm Bill discussion.
He's talked about trying to appoint a farmer-friendly administrator of EPA, for example. You know, I think what's really going to be critical as we roll forward through the next two or three years or so, as we start talking about the new Farm Bill, I would remind us all, as we all know, that Farm Bills are written in Congress. And we've had varying degrees of involvement out of administrations in the past as Farm Bills have come together. He has indicated a willingness that and a desire, for that matter, for his administration to be very involved in the development of the next Farm Bill.
All throughout the campaign, both presidential contenders were very negative on current trade deals as well as the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership that needs to be ratified by the U.S. to take effect. Ag groups are continuing to push for action on TPP during the lame duck session of Congress, but Bob Young says probably not going to happen.
On that question, I think very unlikely. You know, like any good kind of prognosticator, you try to hedge, and if this last day didn't give you a reason to say you better hedge. But I think very unlikely that it comes up in lame duck. You know, we would still very much like to see it happen, but I just think it's very unlikely at this stage of the game.
Meanwhile, Washington watcher Jay Truitt with Policy Solutions believes there's some opportunity to see some things done that a lot of folks in agriculture would really like to see happen.
This is a chance for us to have the House Ways and Means, a Republican Ways and Means Committee in the House, pass a tax package that a president will sign. That's number one. Number two, we can actually, after the 50 or 60 kind of silly protest votes on Obamacare, we can actually pass something that might be meaningful that would cut potentially thousands of dollars out of people's costs and their budgets related to health insurance. And then number three, obviously, a vacancy in the Supreme Court, I think, left a lot of people in rural America pretty anxious about what really happens on some issues that are outside of agriculture, but most of us in rural America kind of share that value system, and whether it be, you know, whether it happened to be how we deal with guns or property rights or all these other variety of issues, et cetera, that Supreme Court appointment was a big reason I think a lot of people voted for Donald Trump.
Jay Truitt, you've got Farm News on Ron.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and is proud to congratulate the 2016 Star Farmer of America, Tyler Snithman of Garber, and the National Champion Livestock Judging Team from Tuttle FFA. Two of the Oklahoma standout performances from the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. ITC, your energy superhighway.
Reporting from Kansas City, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.